We've seen over the past 24 hours just the latest in a set of dramas that in many instances have simply led to the confusion. I think it's important to put this in context. There's no such thing as a good Brexit for Ireland. It's going to have implications for us regardless of the circumstances in which it's proceeded with. Clearly, we want to proceed in as harmonious a fashion as possible. It's important to remember, as always, that the people in the north of our country voted to remain part of the European Union. Any Brexit deal will diminish the rights of Irish citizens in the north, and it will impact negatively on the people of the north and indeed our entire island. So from Sinn Féin's position, we have always been quite clear that there is no such thing as a good Brexit for Ireland, and we have always worked constructively to try and ensure that we get to the point whereby the very special and unique circumstances that pertain to our island, whereby we're faced with the prospect that one part of our country would remain part of the European Union, another part would be taken out against the democratically expressed will of the people there, and that the consequences that would create would be minimised. The withdrawal agreement certainly addressed many of the concerns, but not all of the concerns, it's important to say, that people would have had vis-a-vis all of that. So what we're now in that period of uncertainty. It's unclear as to whether or not the House of Commons will vote in favour of Theresa May's deal. If it is, at least there will be some form of clarification as to where we stand. But as I say, many challenges will remain. Sinn Féin will be asking the Taoiseach in terms of the assurances that are required with regard to what the backstop means, and that it's locked in as an insurance policy for the people of Ireland. We'll also be raising the issue here in the European Parliament, as we have been doing from the very outset. But I suppose the key message now is that there remains a lot of uncertainty. There is much clarity yet to be provided, and the eyes of a lot of people in Ireland will be on the House of Commons this afternoon.
And that's it, isn't it? It's another day where it's a wait and see what the British will decide in terms of the MPs, and it has a huge implication for us.
Absolutely. There's been a number of matters that have raised concerns. We're dealing with situations where people are told they'll need a green card to travel from one part of their country to another in terms of insurance policies. I know lots of people who say they simply won't do that. So that, in many respects, is the crystallisation of what a hard border would mean. Because to us, we've always said that a hardening of the border is more than simply whether or not there are physical checkpoints. It's whether there is anything that puts in place barriers to businesses doing operating, to farmers engaging cross-border or all-Ireland trade, to communities working together on a cross-border and all-Ireland basis, to colleges, universities working together, and very clearly to whether or not ordinary citizens can go about their day-to-day lives in a seamless way as possible. And the truth of the matter is that the border in Ireland is already too hard. And the message that has been consistently given by people in the north as well as the people in the south is that we will not and cannot tolerate any hardening of the border in our country. And therefore, the backstop contained within the withdrawal agreement is the least worst option. It is by no means the best option, but it is the least worst option. And we need to ensure that any final deal in relation to Brexit incorporates those assurances.
And presumably as well, we don't know the outcome of tonight's vote, and then we can't be certain that they'll rule out a no deal in the event of a follow-on vote. Presumably that would just create all sorts of issues regarding borders.
Quite clearly a no-deal scenario is the catastrophic scenario. I think one of the things that has been made clear, because regardless of whether or not the withdrawal agreement is passed, certainly if a no-deal option remains on the table, there are going to be lots of big debates that we're going to have in relation to how our country moves forward. And clearly one of the things that is mentioned by a lot of people at a European level, maybe quietly at the moment, is wouldn't all of this be much easier if Ireland was moving forward as a single entity, dealing with the challenges that Brexit would present, even in those circumstances. So I think that debate is going to intensify. But for the short term, what we need to try and ensure is that the clarity that's provided to businesses, to farmers, to communities, to ordinary families right across Ireland is provided, and that people can move on with dealing with the outworkings of Brexit. But as you say, the big challenge at the moment is we still, even at this late stage, don't know what those outworkings will be in the short term.